The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Let me ask you something, Jer. What's your, obviously we see homeless people on the streets and all, you know, all of that. When at the time when you're homeless, okay, mm-hmm. What's your day-to-day like? Is it wake up at a certain time, start, you know, begging for money? Is it, what's a day-to-day like that go? And you're so young, too, to where you got to kind of think that people had sympathy for you looking at you, no?
For sure, yeah. I mean, you know, I would just scheme. I would lie. I would do anything to get what I needed. And at the time, it was heroin and crack cocaine. And I didn't let nothing come in between that. You know what I mean? Whether it be asking for money, robbing people, breaking into cars. It just didn't matter. And I was going to do whatever I had to do to get high.
So basic stuff that we would think of day to day as far as even like eating, maybe going to the gym. But all that's out the window at that point.
From the
time you wake up, it's just like they say, how do I get these drugs? How do I get enough money to get my... You're not even thinking about eating?
No, that was the last thing on my mind. I'd say the last run I went on, I didn't eat for the last, I'd say, 8 to 9 days. About 8 days, I'd say. I didn't eat.
And how long does it take you to get enough money to go buy the drugs? You wake up a certain day, is it a couple days that it takes, or are you able to gather up enough?
Oh, no. It didn't matter. I got drugs every single day, and I made that for sure. You know what I mean? There was no way that I wasn't getting high.
What was, if you weren't robbing people, what was your main source of income? What, from just begging?
Begging people for money. Just give me $20, please. Give me $20. You know, sitting in front of a gas station saying, you know, I need a taxi to get here, you know, to see my family, blah, blah, blah. Just making up the crazy excuses, and people knew that it was a lie, you know?
Well, I was going to say, Jared, as fucked up as this is going to sound, but in some regard, I almost feel like you were actually kind of good at it, kind of begging for money. Like, you know, you could be kind of persuasive, no?
Oh, yeah, you know, you lie and you do whatever it takes to get high, you know? I mean, that's what the drug does to you. It takes over everything.
And now you do the drugs, and then what do? When you finally get the drugs, you finally get your fix, what do? Do you just kind of roam around, everything's fine for the time being, until you need to get the next fix?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, I would, you know, get high, walk around, pretty much look on the ground, smoke people's cigarettes that were on the ground that were half smoking, and do it all over again.
Jer, you mentioned to me when we were talking about it, we had a long chat about this, And you mentioned to me, which just kind of really gave me chills in a way that you were so young at the time, you're sleeping on the streets, and you are seeing people from your high school come by that Dunkin' Donuts and stuff and see what's that got to be like.
I mean, it was – at the time, I didn't even care. But when I got sober, I felt so embarrassed that these people see me in high school. I was a good athlete in high school. I got pretty good grades. I was a funny guy in high school. And people liked me in high school. You know what I mean? I was kind of like a class clown type of guy. But I got good grades. I went to college. But I got kicked out of college. But to see those people and just like ignore you and just like act like they don't see you. But, you know, I know they seen me. Just so embarrassing when I got sober.
So they wouldn't even entertain a conversation with you. It was kind of like you weren't even there, and that was that.
Yeah, it was kind of like, oh man, like what a sin. You know what I mean? But I don't want him to think I seen him. But deep down, I know they seen me.
People from high school that knew you and went to school with you were surprised to see you on the streets, or was it one of those things that, with the way you were going, the way you were running, it was kind of meant to happen?
I think it was about 50-50. You know what I mean? Some people, you know, never would have thought. And then some people are like, yeah, you know, the way stuff he was doing, it was definitely going to lead him there, you know.
Now, what does your dad know at the time? Because your dad's in prison at the time. Does your dad know that you're out there sleeping on the streets?
For sure. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, he definitely knew I was in and out of the house and coming up missing and nobody can get a hold of me and stuff like that. So I could only imagine how he felt in there. You know what I mean? Just thinking about, you know, oh man, my son's out. Is he going to die tonight? You know what I mean?